Well, here we are with the Virgo full moon, and of course it is the harvest moon, and it is a time for gratitude because we're reaping the abundance of everything that we have sown this year. And we are coming up, of course, as well to autumn equinox, which is equal day and night, the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine. And you know, this moon brings with us so many wonderful gifts and blessings. And, you know, sort of as we expressed gratitude for all we have received this year, all the different challenges and everything else we have encountered, as we walk the path of awakened consciousness. And, of course, as we walk this path this year, it's about awakening to our own divinity, to seeing the God within ourselves, the goddess within ourselves. And it is a time, and especially at autumn equinox on the 22nd, we will be looking at the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine, when we have the perfect balance of day and night. And so this is a very, very special time of the year. And of course, by the time we get to autumn equinox, we will also be coming into fall, and we will be beginning to see the change in the leaves and everything like that. At that time, I will be in France, so we will just be there just to see the beginning of fall, as the leaves will just about start to turn around autumn equinox. Excuse me, whoever is talking, would you put a mute on your phone or press star 6? Okay, thank you. And so anyway, we will, you know, everything to do with the moon at this time is gratitude. And it emphasizes, of course, our relationship with our body, with nutrition. And as Virgo is the rulership of the bowels and everything else, it helps our digestion. And it asks us to look at the nutrition and see how we deal with our body. And, you know, our body functions and what the different planets govern the different parts of our body. And so, you know, the moon is also the esoteric ruler of Virgo. And so this is about nature as a whole and the lunar body. And so this also helps us. And so we bring so many wonderful things into our life. And so it helps us. And so it also helps us with our body, of course, water, which is the symbol. And it's the polar opposite of Pisces. So we have all these wonderful things happening in our lives at the moment. And so we will just... take some deep breaths and get ourselves to a place where we can have some peace and awareness as we take ourselves into this meditation, feeling the beauty of the goddess as she comes together to awaken us to ourselves, to the beauty of us, to our feminine nature. So as we take another deep breath, we see in front of us a beautiful pink lotus. And out of this, it's in the area of our heart. And out of this pink lotus grows a beautiful golden flame. And this golden flame awakens us to the beauty of ourselves. It awakens us up to our spiritual selves, to our own divinity. It awakens us to pay attention to our soul's journey. It awakens us to who we are. as we see ourselves in this beautiful golden flame as the light of the heart, awakening and stirring within each of us. And as this light awakens us, it changes our DNA, this beautiful golden flame. And out in front of us, we see a beautiful golden crystal, or blue crystal. And from this blue crystal comes a beautiful beam of light. And this beam of light connects with the golden flame, enhancing the golden flame. And this blue awakens within each of us a communication with spirit, awakening us to our guides, awakening us to communicating with our guides and to the special blessings that come forth through this communication. The changes that it brings, the awarenesses and the understandings. And as we feel this energy coming through to us and awakening us, we see before us an emerald green crystal. And from this emerald green crystal comes a beautiful beam of light that again connects with the golden flame, enhancing the golden flame, bringing with it the beautiful energy of healing, of the emerald pathway, of the pathway of the heart, awakening us to the beauty of ourselves. And as we awaken, we feel the love that flows from our heart. We feel the beauty within each of us. As this beauty emanates out into the world and touches everyone that we meet and greet, we give thanks for this blessing. We awaken to it. We embrace it. We feel the love that flows in our heart as we walk the pathway, the emerald pathway. And now we see before us a beautiful violet crystal. And from this violet crystal comes a beautiful beam of violet light that connects with the golden flame, enhancing the golden flame, bringing with it a new energy, the energy of spirituality, awakening this special power within our hearts. And as we feel this awakening, we feel our connection to spirit. We feel our connection to the golden flame, to the golden age, the new dawn. We feel ourselves as the new builders of the new dawn, as we awaken to this very special energy. And now before us we see beautiful indigo crystal. And from this indigo crystal comes a beautiful beam of light. A beam of light. Of indigo light, connecting with the golden flame. Bringing with it the vibration of the seventh rays. Awakening us to the new dawn, to the new possibilities. Awakening us to the realization that we are the builders of the new dawn. We are the ones that hold the space. We are the vibration that emanates out into the world to allow the new foundations to be built. And as we do this, the golden flame grows within us, and it grows up to our high heart, reaches up to our high heart, awakening us to the endless possibilities, awakening us to thinking in the heart. Awakening us that if it does not feel right in our heart, it is not right. So we start thinking with our heart. It connects the heart and the mind. It awakens us to the endless possibilities. We feel the love that emanates through this new understanding of who we are. We feel the beauty of who we are. As we awaken to our own divinity, and now the golden light moves on up to our throat chakra, opening our throat chakra to speak the truth, to speak who we truly are, to embrace who we truly are. And as we embrace this, we let go of all fear, because fear is what holds us back. At the throat, we are a can-do person. We're a can-do people. We open our throat, because as our voice emanates out into the world, it is a vibration that brings change, understanding, love, and peace. And now the golden flame continues to grow. It grows all the ways up to our third eye. And as it goes, as it grows, it eliminates all that no longer serves us. And up at the third eye, it awakens us to the Divine Mother. It awakens us to the gifts of Spirit. It awakens us to embrace all of these gifts as they awaken within each of us. It awakens us to the endless possibilities of what all these gifts can bring us. Remembering the words of Master Jesus, all this can you do and more. So all of these gifts of Spirit awaken us to our divinity, to the beauty of everything that we are. And as the flame continues on up to our crown chakra, it opens us up to the cosmos. It awakens us to the cosmic beauty, to our connection. As this golden flame comes out through our crown chakra, it awakens us to the endless possibilities, to our cosmic connection, to our cosmic brothers and sisters. We feel the power, and this is a power that brings us balance. All power is balance. It is the balance of the masculine and the feminine. It is the balance of peace and love. It holds us where we can stand and feel our presence, our power. And now it continues on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. Again, reminding us and awakening us to our deep cosmic connection. And from the soul star comes a beautiful golden cord that shoots like an arrow right out into the cosmos. And this connects us to the sun behind the sun. And we continue to follow this golden cord. It's like Jacob's ladder. We continue on out into the cosmos, to the sun behind the sun, connecting us to the beauty, to the oneness, awakening us to the oneness of who we are. As we feel this energy within ourselves, as we reach up to it, we take another step, a step higher on Jacob's ladder. We continue this growth in awareness, in ascension. And now we continue in peace as we continue to follow this golden cord out into the cosmos, up to the sun behind the sun. And here we will connect with our oneness. And this you do in peace, love, and understanding. And when you are done, you bring yourself back to the world and to your own space. And for this gift and blessing, we give thanks.
Thank you, Fimbor.
Yes, thank you very much. Wonderful.
Good night, everybody, from Tampa Bay, Florida. Love and light.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Thank you.